Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. For just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches, and those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. And if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified in this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. The words from Jesus today in the Gospel are quite jarring to the American culture. After all, according to the Halstead Cultural Dimension Scale, America is the most individualist country in the world. Individualism is taught from a young age when parents stress self-reliance with solitary sleeping in comparison with the practice of co-sleeping in many collectivist cultures. If you think of play dates in America, in individualistic cultures like America, they're carefully interspersed with downtime to both rest and recover, as opposed to the constant company within collectivist cultures. And while individualistic cultures like America do not necessarily lead to solitary living, relationships are weaker than in countries where collectivism is culturally dominant. So when we put our own individualistic culture in conversation with today's gospel reading, it's expected that you and I, we will feel uncomfortable with this reading. So why might we feel this way? Well, first, we find that we have absolutely no control in Jesus' metaphor. Are we the vine growers? That's a question. No, we're not the vine growers choosing where to prune. Are we the trunk of the vine? No, we're not the trunk of the vine providing nutrients to the plants. Instead, we are what? The branches. We don't have even any autonomy to grow where we wish as a branch. Instead, we find ourselves pruned by an outside force to produce more fruit. And so as Americans, when we are born and bred on ideologies like rugged individualism, we might want to tell God to bugger off because we can pull up our own bootstraps all by ourselves, darn it. But that's not the only unsettling aspect in today's reading. For even Jesus' chosen image is meant to destabilize our individualistic tendencies. You see, this image of a vine might seem weird and foreign to us in this concrete jungle of the city, but in Judaism, a vine was a common metaphor. Because in the Hebrew Bible, God was often cast in the role still as the vine grower, but Israel, that is God's people, Israel was the vine. So in today's reading, Jesus then takes that understanding, that typical common understanding, and he subverts it. God, of course, is still the vine grower, but Jesus is the vine, and God's people, we are the branches. So why do you think that shift might have been taking place? Well, this shift is meant to refocus our connection to Jesus, reminding us that we receive our sustenance and direction from God alone. Okay, so if you haven't bought the whole thing about we have no agency, or you haven't really understood the whole metaphor of the vine, then there's still one more disruptive way to our life. When we discover that being a part of the vine for us means that we are branches. And if you know anything about vines, they often don't run in straight lines. They don't move about separately and do things on their own. Instead, they end up wrapping around other items. They start wrapping around other branches. They bunch together because they're coming from that same main trunk. And so too, we as God's people, we receive that nourishment from Jesus' teachings, ministry, and life-giving resurrection. And the sad part for us is that we will get tangled and twisted with other cruddy, unruly, and self-centered branches. Other branches that are a lot like you and me. You see, today's passage is the furthest thing from our culture's individualism. You see, God prunes us for the sake of unity and abundance. But while pruning initially might feel like a negative thing, there's nothing to fear in that pruning. In fact, some plants need to be pruned to bloom into their full potential. And so too, God's pruning is a gift that alters our direction. It refocuses our lives, and it shifts our viewpoints so that we might bear more fruit. And if you're not sure what this whole fruit thing actually is, we'll find in next week's reading that by fruit, Jesus means love. You see, through the waters of baptism as we witness today, not once or twice, but three times, today we witnessed how God prunes and shapes. Because in baptism, God cuts off our tendency to think that we better grab whatever we can get because there isn't enough in this world to go around. We are pruned to be reminded that we are God's children. So then, instead of selfishly curling up on our own ego, rather than coiling around our own faults and our fears, and instead of believing the lie that we are completely self-made, we are reminded in baptism that our nutrients are found in God who provides for our every need. And we find that in baptism, that those branches that we have, your branches and my branches, we often intersect and get twisted. And so that is a reminder to us that we are invited to live interdependently. For we are called to recognize that God has abundantly given us gifts that both shape and transform us. And from those abundant gifts, we can respond in both love and grace. So what might that look like? Well, one way that I saw this last week, this kind of image of the vine and the branches and responding to God's love, the nurturing aspects that God gives us, was actually when I was warming my dinner in the church's basement. As I waited for their microwave to do its thing and spin my bowl in circles, someone from Alcoholics Anonymous was talking with me about the water damage that we have in our basement. This one particular person has taken up the charge to fundraise for the repair work within the AA meetings. So naturally, I decided to share with her a lot of the details so that she knew. So after I told her the long process of asbestos removal and the issues we uncovered and the likely price tag of over $50,000, she was shocked and saddened by the news. And she told me that this place, Our shared basement saved her life. She said that if our basement had not been shared so that AA could gather there, she probably would never have found God and would not even be alive today. And while she's not a member of this congregation, she is deeply thankful for what was given to her by our God working through this congregation. And in her thankfulness, she pulled out her wallet and she handed me a few $100s. And she said that she wants that to go towards the repairs in the basement so that other lives can be transformed and saved. And that she is committed to working with us to help us in our recovery. You see, her testimony is just one example of recognizing God's gifts through other people and through the world, and then responding to those gifts that we have been given. It's realizing that God nourishes us so that we might then respond in love. And that, my friends, is what today's gospel about the vine and the branches and the vine grower is all about. So as we transition into the meal portion of our service, and as you come to this table to drink from the fruit of the vine, take a look around. Look at the people behind you and in front of you and next to you, for those are the people who are visible signs of God's resurrection here in our midst. For in our own broken branches, we find a pruning God who makes us whole, a gracious God who shapes us to live life eternal, and a God who nurtures us to bear the fruits of love to all the world. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Amen.